Yeah, I've always got to watch when I sort of declare songs as being, no, it's very autobiographical, because, you know, there's certain songs like Family Business, etc., which aren't particularly... You sort of take ideas and you bump them into other ones and allow them to crystallise. And I mean, it's difficult with lyrics. I mean, I don't really believe it in just going into to stories or taking existing stories and just turning them into lyrics or whatever. I mean, you know, I think you've got to take observations and you've got to put that together with personal experience, and then you've got to graft things into it and throw other bits into the mix that create a good story, but at the same time you can deal with it in a very emotional sense, and you know, you can really get to grips with it in a soul sense. I mean, I think it's, you know, especially since I've been married. I mean, it was easy when I wasn't married, but I was sitting there in 1980, you know, and I got married in 1987, and you know, in 1985, when you're writing stuff like Kaylee and you're writing songs about that involve other people, whatever, it's quite easy because you don't see them. I mean, they're always at the telephone line, at the end of a telephone line or whatever. But you know, when you get married and you're suddenly writing songs about a heartache. I mean, I remember taking one in when we did the Clutching at Straws writing, you know, in 87, and my wife saying, you know, what's wrong? You know, where's our marriage gone wrong? And I'm going, it's fine, there's no problem. It's just, that's just a side to me. And I think, you know, I think what you have to become when you write lyrics is an actor. I mean, you're basically writing a little screenplay in which, as I said, you know, you're taking areas from your own life and putting that together with observations. I mean, Family Business, I mean, you know, people sort of go, well, you know, is this from your own childhood? And it's, you know, it's not. I mean, I had a great childhood. I mean, you know, my dad owned a garage in Dalkeith called Dick Brothers, which eventually became the name of the label. And, you know, we had a, you know, mum and dad were very much sort of, we're a very middle class, very happy family. And, you know, I didn't really have anything out of the ordinary, you know, anything out of the ordinary happening within my own life. I mean, I'm not one of those sort of people that's going to turn around and do what seems to be the classic sort of like the American thing. You know, well, you know, when I was a kid, I was sexually abused. Never happened like that. I mean, I remember my next door neighbours, you know, there was arguments where, you know, you'd hear the crash of glass and, you know, that weird silence. And I've been in hotel rooms where, you know, you've heard a fracas going on next door. But I mean, that was something that was taken from observations and taken from talking to people and then, you know, building something from it. I mean, the most disturbing thing I remember about that song is I always remember, you know, when I put it together, I mean, it was actually written in Dalnaglar Castle, or the lyric was put together in Dalnaglar Castle when we were on the last writing sessions with Marillion in the summer of 88. And we were going nowhere, and it's strange that, you know, I've heard the music that was intended for the lyric of Family Business on their first album after I left, and it just doesn't make sense to me. And when I came through with Mickey Simmons to put it together, it was, I really wanted a sort of dark, brooding, sort of quite a bluesy, I mean, it's, in some areas it's very House of the Rising Sun, that sort of feeling, and resignatory, I think is the word, if that's the right pronunciation. But I mean, you know, when I put it together, it was like there was something about it that was very real. And as I said, I always remember that on the first solo tour, we went up to play in Skye in Portree. And it was a weird gig anyway, in the fact it opened up when the pubs were shut and everybody was pretty drunk in the hall. And we played this song, the place was very, very sort of still. I mean, everybody was attentive. And I looked down and directly in front of my microphone, about three or four people from the front, there was this girl looking straight at me and she was crying her eyes out. And I really felt as if something came onto the stage that night and moved out, and it hung over the entire audience and band like a cowl. And there was just this girl crying, and I knew exactly what it was, because it was as if, you know, somewhere, you know, she was what the song was about and she knew it, and she was just reliving a lot of things that had happened to her, you know, within that song. And it was like an electric shock, you know, for me, and I didn't know how to break away from it. And I think sometimes in lyrics, I mean, you know, I get very, very conscious of what I deal with and some of the subjects I touch, and that I treat them very, very seriously. I mean, I would never think of dealing with a subject like that in a flippant sense, you know. I mean, but, you know, in saying that, I mean, an immediate contradiction, I mean, you know, I mean, I'd say Family Business could be a reaction to Punch and Judy. I mean, Punch and Judy was written, you know, the lyric was written in 1983, and, you know, we re-recorded this track as well. Punch and Judy was a reaction to people like going, oh yeah, when are you going to get married then and stuff? And there was all these people turning around to my girlfriend that time going, you want to stay away from him, you know, he's a terrible womanizer, he's one of the terrible Scottish poetic type. And I wrote this song about, you know, how I determined marriage to be, you know, being trapped and, you know, this whole thing about being unfulfilled dreams and you know, people bickering. You know, I was seeing a lot of that going on at the time where, you know, marriages were just sort of imploding, you know, and the fact that they were sort of taking it out on each other, the fact that, you know, their life seemed to be stagnating. And it was a very sort of like naive view in a way. And it was a very ironic lyric. And I think, you know, as I said, I mean, if Family Business was written by the man, Punch and Judy was written by the wee lady. But even within Punch and Judy, you know, there's a lot of stuff that I stand by. But I mean, you know, I've always found relationships, you know, probably the most interesting thing to write about. And it's probably what most people sort of like imagine, you know. Well, if there's going to be a fish lyric, yeah, it's going to be two people breaking up. St. Kayleigh.